question from Kiran Prabhu. When the Lord wants jivas to come back to Him, why has He introduced Kali in this world? Answer: Kali provides the jivas the necessary facility to experiment with their own desires to enjoy independence from God. And when they have exhausted those desires and realize their futility, then they become ready to return back to the Lord. Essentially, this question can be extended to ask why God created the material world at all. If the Lord wants the living entities to be happy with Him, it is because the souls wanted to enjoy separate from Him that the Lord has provided this facility. So the world offers a facility of for experimentation and for rectification. So experimentation means what all are the different ways in which we want to try to enjoy. The experiments that we want to do, the world offers a facility with the different sense objects, different material enjoyable activities. And when we realize these things don't make us happy, then this world offers the facility for rectification. Then we can engage the resources of this world in Krishna's service, purify ourselves and return back to Krishna. So now there are some people who want to engage in grossly sinful, wholesale, godless, materialistic, hedonistic activities. And in the earlier ages in the cosmic cycles, such enjoyment is not possible. And yet these souls and their minds are obsessed with the ideas of such totally uninhibited hedonistic enjoyment. So only when they have the experience of that is there any chance of they realizing its futility. Otherwise the imagination will obsess them. So therefore Kali Yuga is an age in which these souls are offered the facility to enjoy the way they want. So for those who want extremely perverted experiments of material enjoyment, Kali Yuga offers the facility. And the Lord doesn't forsake people in Kali Yuga. That's why He makes returning back to Him easier. So, although the experimentation is more perverse, the rectification is also more easy, conversely speaking. Because in one sense, the culture is so difficult and the souls are so bankrupt spiritually over here. So, Krishna's mercy is extended extra. And in this Kali Yuga, the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th Canto describes, Kalim se bhajayante arya gunagya sara bhagina. The Arya, they worship Kali Yuga because Itra Sankirtane Naiva, here by Sankirtan, Sarvaswartha Abhilabhyate, one can attain all possible gains that there are to be attained. So therefore, one has to be Gunagya Sarabhagina. One should know about the qualities and one should be looking for the essence. So the essence of this material world is realizing that there is nothing beyond Krishna, that ultimately it is Krishna and Krishna alone who can give us happiness. And in this Kali Yuga, one can get the experience of that by just by chanting of the holy names. So the Lord offers Kali Yuga as a facility for those who want to enjoy hedonistically, and He also offers it as a facility for easy returning to Him for those who wish to turn back. Kali is simply an agent of the Lord who provides that facility to the soul to act according to his desires. So that's why, although Kali in one sense is depicted negatively because he is spreading Kali Yuga, he is bringing about Kalaha, quarrel and misunderstanding and hypocrisy, but at the same time he is also a part of the cosmic master plan, and the Lord is sending Kali so that the conditioned souls who have those devilish desires can be facilitated. So we could ask, why does the Lord create Maya? That is because those souls who want to enjoy separate from Him, they are provided the facility. So just as a teacher who wants to teacher ultimately wants the students to study and pass the exam and graduate and have a bright career. But at the same time, the teacher sets a multiple choice exam in which majority of the answers are wrong. So why does the teacher put all the wrong options over there? Not to cause the student to fail, but to make sure that the student studies and thereby learns and then passes. So just as Maya serves that purpose, Kali serves that purpose in a more grosser way in this Kali Yuga, by providing conditioned souls the opportunities for gross materialistic enjoyment. So Kali is also a part of the Lord's master plan. Thank you. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.